Today I want to talk about affirming what you want. As I've talked about in the past, deciding on what you want, the what, is a big challenge for a lot of people. And there are reasons for this, including most of us are trying to survive. We're trying to avoid pain, we're trying to handle the urgent things going on in our lives, or we get distracted by the smaller, less important things in our lives, so it turns out that basically we don't have enough time to do it. Lots of wanting, the things that we want, are related to having. And when I think of being, doing, and having, I capitalize each of the first letters, so having is a capital H. So we want to own things, we want to have things, we want to possess things, we want to claim them and have them in our possession at home or in the office. And that's usually because it's so easy to be five senses oriented. We want to have things that we can see and touch and smell and taste and hear because it's easy. It's easy. And there's no question about the existence of things like that because, hey, I can see it and so can you. You can feel it and so can I. For some people, instead of having, doing, with a capital D, doing is what they want because they see having as the effect of a cause, and that cause is their doing. If I do enough, if I do enough, if I do enough, I can cause what I want. They want to have more money. So they do things to earn more. They work more hours. They sell more things. They make more calls on customers. They invent things. They buy things so they can resell things. And it goes on and on. But for a smaller number of people, being, with a capital B, being is the focus. They want to think and feel certain empowered ways about themselves in a variety of contexts. That means they be more. They want to feel successful. They want to feel valued. They want to feel confident. Because they understand that their individual sense of being is, that's the platform, that's the structure, that's the foundation from which they do actions related to their sense of being. And, of course, that doing, they would expect, is going to create the situations where they manifest what they want to have on the material plane. And we're back to the five sense oriented situation, which in this case is the culmination of the whole process from being and then doing, then having. I think affirming what you want should start with affirming what you want to think and feel about yourself. That is, about your being. Because if you be confident, your doing is likely to produce more desirable results. So you're not just doing, not the hamster on a treadmill, but in fact, you are coming from a place of consciousness that you be a certain mindset, you be a certain emotional state, and from that place, you take action and produce results. It is likely that affirming what you want is going to start out as an exercise on the materialistic plane, on your wants in the material world. And that's okay. It's a good place to practice. And you're going to automatically progress as you succeed. And you're like, I'm manifesting the things that I want. And here they're showing up. I can smell them, touch them, taste them, and so on. And as you do, you're going to move on to more abstract and deeper desires. Well, if I can create a physical thing, I wonder if I can create something that is unseen. Maybe the way I feel about myself, maybe on a spiritual level or mental level or emotional level. It seems obvious that physical needs have to be met first. So as you practice affirming and recognize that you're oriented toward the physical things that you want, it's okay. Cut yourself some slack with that regard. If you question the value of affirming, well, I tried that for 15 minutes one time and nothing magical happened. But if you think of it, consider the alternative. Either I'm going to affirm what I want in positive terms, or I'm going to do what I've been doing now for years and years and years. And you look at your life and go, geez, I don't want to continue this life indefinitely. I want to improve it. I want to grow things in my life. Not only I want to grow my sense of who I am, that's being, what I'm capable of doing, and as a result, what I'm capable of having. If you were to think in terms of creating, that is writing out and recording and listening to your affirmations, you would say, well, that takes a bit of work. Yeah, it does. It takes time. It takes some discipline. But if you're going to, your other choice is to follow your current programming, the way you've been programmed by yourself, by your teachers, peers, siblings, parents, television, things you've read, things you've heard, things you've overheard. It's like, wait, that stuff has been delivered to me helter-skelter with no real purpose, no real direction or intention that it's going to help me improve my life. It's just stuff thrown at me. Yep. And if you go with current programming, you're going to pay a far greater price than the time and effort that it takes to create your own recording of your affirmations that you want to become a part of your life. If you consider your situation now, you might say, well, yeah, I struggle, I hurt, I feel frustrated, I feel belittled by the self-talk, the stuff that goes on in my head on a regular basis. Most people, that is true. Trouble is, most people, until they start thinking about these conversations that they're having in their own heads, don't realize the caliber and maybe the toxicity of the level of self-talk. Affirming what you want reduces the power of that programming. It's like, whoa, I'm going to use a different script from this point on in my life. And I'm going to, instead of using what I got early in life, I'm going to choose my own. I'm going to deliberately and actively choose through affirming new information that I want to feed to my mind. I want to deliver this energy to my mind, and I know, based upon history, that my body will follow. I will start to feel this way about myself. My doing will be more effective, and of course, having will be more in line with my new effectiveness. Just think about it. You have been programmed by others and by yourself unknowingly to think and feel certain ways about the most important things in life. You feel about your body, work, life, God, men, women, males, females, your own gender, money, health, exercise, what's possible for you and what is not possible. The way you've been programmed, with the words that have been delivered to you. We have been programmed. Time to change. In the harshest terms I can use, you and I are not even living our own lives. We're living the lives our programming makes us live. We're living the lives our programmers, unintentionally and maybe in some cases intentionally, created for us. Making a decision to affirm what you want is to take back power, to have the life that you choose, not that somebody else chose for you. If we clearly understand the power of words to make us feel better about ourselves when we receive sincere and supportable compliments, and if we remember how deflated we felt when somebody taunted us or ridiculed us or maybe even gently teased us. We felt deflation. We should know now that we ourselves are the main deliverers of words to ourselves. And not only are we the deliverers, we're the gatekeepers. We're the gatekeepers that either will let in or shut out the words of others. If we recognize that somebody has not our own best interest at heart and their words are delivered to us designed to minimize us, to reduce us, to make us feel smaller. We go like, no, I don't think I'm going to have a conversation with that person. We'll increase the distance between us and them. Makes sense. And if you fully grasp the power of the consciousness of the words, and words have consciousness, that you hear and speak, you will say to yourself, you know what? Why don't I make my own specific empowering choices of the words I take in as programming? We feed ourselves all day long, right? We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and maybe snacks in between. We drink beverages. We go, yeah, I can see that. That's five-sense oriented. Yep, I get that. But the energy that we take in through our eyes and our ears and the stuff that we repeat to ourselves endlessly is forms of energy. So you are going to talk to yourself. That's a fact. What you say to yourself are commands to be a certain way. They're not simple reports on temporary occurrences. For instance, if you were to drop a plate and break it and scold yourself with, oh, geez, you're such a damn clumsy fool, you're commanding yourself to be a damn clumsy fool. You're not just reporting on a one-time incident. You are programming yourself. Human beings are builders. We're creators. We like to build things to meet our own needs because it's fun. It's growthful. We enhance our own comfort and convenience. That's a big thing for us. And we want to create businesses, which obviously could produce revenue for us. And we want to use these building experiences to get love and to give love and to help protect and care for others. I live in a house that was built by a variety of skilled people. Contractors, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, tile and floor people, sheetrock installers, spacklers, painters, and more. All worked together to build this house. Now, designers designed the basic layout of the models built in my neighborhood. And the reason we chose this neighborhood and this model is because the builder was willing to make changes to the design to accommodate our preferences in the kitchen and the bathroom. And my wife, Marianne, was such a fantastic cook and an architect wannabe. She had distinct ideas of what a kitchen needs to be for a woman like her who loved to cook and was excellent at it. So she designed this, and they implemented it. What many people don't value is that they are designing a custom-built life, their own. That prospect has got to be attended to carefully and intentionally. You don't want to do that half-assed fashion. You want to know what you're doing, and you want to make specific decisions about that. This is the time to be a creative, loving, intelligent, and powerful, because you want to live this life. We wanted a house that we would be willing to live in, and we were going to love it. You want to build a life that you're willing to live in and love it. And it shouldn't be designed or built by people who don't really care about you. You don't want it designed accidentally by yourself or by others. Even though it would be easy to ask a simple question, how do you want to feel about any one of the 12 worlds, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, family, career, financial, social, leisure, community, political, or maintenance? It wouldn't serve you very well, because it wouldn't lead to sufficient specificity and details that you would want in a well-designed life. In the 12 worlds, I've created lists of the concepts related to each of those worlds, family and finances and so on, health, career. And that list, while it's not complete and probably never could be completed, it's just a bunch of points of view and opinions about what components would go into each one of these areas of life, it would be a good starting point to designing a life. That makes the question to be something like this. how do you want to feel about fill in the blank in the fill in the blank world? How do you want to feel about cash in the financial world? How do you want to feel about your mobility in the physical world? How do you want to feel about your intellect in the mental world? How do you want to feel about your relationship with God in the spiritual world? Those things give you a starting point that's easier and a better way to create the life that you want. When you know how you want to feel, you can write and record the statements that you want to say to yourself. The results are going to be delivered to your mind, by your mind, and automatically they're going to start to show up in the actions of your body. Your body will start behaving in a certain way. Which way? The way you just told it to behave. The same way it's been doing things for all the years of your life. It's been doing what you and others have told it to do and how to feel about it. You become the creative, loving, intelligent power who manifests the life that you want and you've designed and that you now allow. When you put your attention on something, you're either going to feel one of three ways. You're going to feel neutral about it, and very shortly thereafter, your mind will shift focus off of that because it's not going to be interesting enough for you. Then you're going to shift into one of other two choices. You're either going to bond with it or you're going to reject it. So whatever you put your attention on, you're going to initially feel neutral, and then you'll put your attention on something else and you'll bond with it or you'll reject it. To bond is to vibrationally align, which reduces the distances. The distances I'm talking about are the emotional distance, the mental distance, the vibrational distance, and the physical distance between you and it. This is the best way to have what you want. To reject is a different story. This is to give your attention and energy to an item, and the purpose, though, is to increase the distance between you and it. The trouble with it doesn't really work, because when you deliver your attentional energy to something, it will magnetically start drawing the object of your attention to you. So even though you say, I don't want, fill in the blank, because you're giving it attention, you are drawing it, you're empowering it, you're making it bigger and more impactful on your own life as compared to making it go away. You are reducing the distance, which means that you're going to end up experiencing what you don't want. And it's okay to know what you don't want, but think of this example. Just as the reflective lane dividers on, highways alert you to the fact that your car tires now are drifting out of your lane and you hear thunk, 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 that's really designed to help you know that you're drifting and to shift back into your lane. Noticing what you don't want is similar in that it's supposed to give you, I don't like this, this doesn't feel good, let me adjust my focus. So we're not talking about steering wheels, but we're talking about the way you directionalize your attention and your intention, and then you shift back, focusing on what you do want. Resisting, fighting, complaining, or worrying about what you don't want doesn't manifest what you do want. It, in fact, manifests more of exactly what you don't want. The first driving need of the ego, that's mentioned in Christ Returns, reveals startling truth, and it is expressed through our personalities, is to defend the self from criticism, emotional, or physical attack. Criticism could be said to be the negatives that affirm that we are less than we want to be. We be less, we do less, we have less than we want. That's what criticism would amount to. And of course, those things now produce feelings of less energy. We feel smaller, and this is not life-enhancing. When we are positively affirmed by ourselves or by other people, all of a sudden we start to feel like we have more energy. Maybe we sit up straighter, we stand taller, our head is held up higher. We like the feelings of approval. We like the feelings of being right. We like the feelings of being validated. We like the feelings of receiving compliments. If being positive to ourselves is so powerful in creating good feelings and optimizing us for action, why wouldn't we set up a practical system to self-approve, to self-validate, to compliment ourselves, to encourage ourselves? Why wouldn't we? Writing, recording, and listening to the recordings of these positive affirmations would serve us well. Over the years, some people have criticized affirmations as potential sources of stress due to the discrepancy between the current situation that a person is feeling and what they're affirming. But I think the problem is what they're trying to do with the affirmation. The people who believe that, the conflict, are trying to force in the affirmations. It's like the 400-pound guy saying, I'm 190 pounds, I'm 190 pounds. And they know that they are not, because they're trying to deliver this in and force their minds to accept this. That's not the point. The better approach is to recognize that we're basically planting seeds. We're planting seeds with these affirmations. We're not trying to force the growth. That's something that's beyond our understanding. Growth is a natural thing that will occur. We're making seed thoughts, or I could call them consciousness forms, available to ourselves. And they're going to land in the soil of our consciousness, which will be as receptive as you and I will allow it to be, and then growth is automatic. No force is necessary. We can have what we want. We currently are having what we are affirming. Now's the time to choose more effectively what it is we want to affirm and allow it to grow into the life we desire of health, happiness, love, success, joy, or however else you would design your life. Listen to the prayer. The prayer is a pluralized version of the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns. Listen to it and allow it to be true for you. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.